as a podcaster, I get a ton of those emails that are like, so-and-so would be a great guest on your show. And I honestly just disregard all of these that flood my inbox because this is not relevant enough, especially now that I know what my avatar needs.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? It's your host, Adam A. Adams, and we are on the 7th of 12 episodes that Julie Holly will be part of, as these are coaching calls. Just going to ask whatever she wants to ask, and it's going to help you along with the journey. So if you haven't, go back to like episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 before you listen to this one, and I think that'll help you a lot. Today, we're probably talking about some marketing, what the hosts can do for marketing. Let's just dive in. Julie wearing her terracotta shirt.
Yeah, but it's definitely not burgundy. Definitely, you're not listening. It's terracotta today, and I love it. You know, you've got bright red. I've got terracotta.
All of the shades. All the shades of red and orange and burgundy.
The rainbow's covered. Totally cool. Covered.
It's good to see you.
Great to see you too. I'm like, obviously, I like to smile anyway, but I'm loving where things are going with my podcast, with the show, and just partnering with you and grow your show. And so really, like last time, I'm excited to share some exciting news.
All right. Well, let's go to the news and then we'll talk about marketing.
All right. So as I promised, for anyone who, all you listeners who go back to the first episode, I promised you that I'd be authentic and transparent, and I am not going to fail you on that because that was a commitment and we got to be true to our word. And one of those numbers was, hey, what are your downloads like? How are they going to go? And if you recall, my net downloads were initially around 175, and I'm rounding up with that. And so I was checking in, and I still don't like totally check in constantly, but we're at 250 now, which I'm excited about that growth and progress. I think anytime I see something happen too fast, it makes me a little cautious and a little leery. Like I'm a person that would really, I like the growth pattern. And when I'm looking at the trends, and this is what I think is super exciting, when I'm looking at the cumulative trends on the show, you and I started partnering with Grow Your Show, and the show's been growing and all the stats have been trending up, and you can see that swoop and you can kind of see it just kind of slow. And then it's just like ramping up. And so starting in June, you can see this, just the curve is, I don't know all the like fancy terms for these things. I was not an econ major back in the day. So I think that that's really exciting. And I would rather see a consistent trend with that curve really like swooping up high and just to like keep that trend going up. I don't believe in overnight success, but I believe in building something with a firm foundation. And I was super stoked to see that trend.
I agree that like slow growth is probably the best growth. And our private message campaign is really, 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 really slow, but very effective. Well, by now you probably are seeing some of the growth from that. Interesting, because that's the thing that takes the longest amount of time for us, but it's also our best one. So I like that thought of keeping it, knowing that it's okay to be slow growth, because I think that the things that do grow slowly are generally longer lasting. So it's good stuff. So you had a question for the coaching call. Where are you?
Right. So that actually leads to a question. Aside on that was that I was looking at some stats on my website. My website views have gone up. Now, I mean, like even the podcast page has increased, which is interesting. But overall, my website views have gone up almost 50%.
Wow. So
that's huge.
That's so good.
That's huge. Obviously, we all want our podcasts to produce for us. Now, I have not come to the skilled point of being able to track back and say, okay, where are they coming from? What did they click on to get? So I need to learn how to do that. That's a personal growth I need to be doing. However, I think that that's a huge, obviously, we know anytime you can get a huge increase in your web traffic, that's huge. So I wanted to share that as well. And all of this really comes to the question that I have for you. And that is, I believe in, we're in a partnership, right? Grow Your Show and the Conscious Investor Podcast. This isn't just one-sided, like, hey, I'm just going to shell out money and you guys are going to make it all happen. Like, you guys do make things happen, but I also believe in personal ownership. And so in that, I would love to know what I can be doing to help continue to grow the show. Because it's not just one-sided. No relationship, no partnership is just all lopsided, completely one way. I can be supportive in my own capacity.
Okay. So if I'm hearing the question correctly, I've hired Grow Your Show to do some marketing for me. But because it's a partnership, I'm wondering, what can I also be doing, even though I'm paying a company to do some of it and handle some of it? If I could add to it and be part of it, what could I do? Is that right?
That is exactly right. I'm an extra kind of person.
You're
so this is where I found this out, that I'm extra. Like, we're building this deck and it has like, it's ridiculously ginormous. So I call it, it's like, it's extra. And I make muffins and I put them in fancy liners because it's the extra. So I partner with Grow Your Show. I want to be the extra. Like, okay, how do I bring extra to this?
Cool. Let's dive in. There's about 8 things on my mind right now.
just a couple things.
Give or take, that could be helpful for you or the listener. The first two I'm going to share are reciprocity is going to be the first one that I want to share, because there's a few things that you can do reciprocally with other podcast hosts that can help you grow. And those two things are, A, you can shout out another podcaster on your show and ask them to shout out your podcast on their show. And B, you could do a reciprocal interview where it's an interview swap. Basically, they come on your podcast and then you go on their podcast. Now, those first two things within reciprocity, A and B, you might already be doing, Julie. So if you're already doing it, great. But there are a lot of people listening that didn't know about that or didn't hear about it. So I'll give you a tad of information on why it works. First and foremost, reciprocity is working within the podcasting space because all of their listeners already listen to podcasts. So for them to listen to your podcast, it's very natural. When we're doing Facebook ads or Google ads or some other type of thing, we don't always know that everyone who's seeing that, we don't always know if they actually listen to podcasts. So they might need the content, but they might be afraid of this new platform. Obviously, our listener today understands that this is a normal platform. It's not scary, that nothing's going to bite them. But others that we might be in front of on like a Facebook ad or a Google ad or whatever might say, oh my gosh, I don't even know how to get a podcast. Where would I even go? It seems so difficult, so challenging. Or they might just say, I'm not a big podcast listener. Man, I'd really love to listen to Adam Adams, but I'm not a big podcast listener. So if he had a YouTube channel, I would do it. If he had a book, I would do it, but can't get his content because I don't really resonate with podcasts. It's silly, but there's a couple people that do that. Of course, our listener today won't. So again, reciprocity, you want to shout other people out. How do you do that? You would have maybe a short 15-second clip that says something about somebody else's podcast, maybe in your space, that says, I'll give you some copy here. If you like what you're hearing today, you might also like the XYZ podcast because it'll do X, Y, and Z. I'll leave that link in the show notes in case you want to jump over there. So how does this benefit you? It benefits you because they are podcast listeners. It also benefits you, hopefully, because they are really your avatar, because you share the avatar with that other podcaster. But this is another cool thing that it can do with this reciprocal advertising, these shout outs. It is so cool that on the podcast platform, they give you other podcasts you might like. One of the biggest parts of that algorithm is where you already share listeners, viewers. when you share people that this person's, they generally are subscribed to the ABC podcast and the XYZ podcast. Now they're going to give other people that are either ABCs or XYZs, they're going to put the other person's show in front of them also. So that means you're shouting out somebody named Amanda's podcast. I just make a random name up. Amanda has a very similar avatar. Right now, when people go to Amanda's show, they don't know that you exist. And right now, when they go to your show, they don't know Amanda exists. But as you start to do some of those shout outs and it starts to work, there becomes an algorithm that gets triggered. So now when people are on Amanda's show, because some of your viewers are listening to hers or some of her viewers, listeners are listening to you. Now it says, okay, there's starting to be a pattern. Let's put the Conscious Investor podcast in front of Amanda's people. And let's also put Amanda's people in front of the Conscious Investor. And if you know and understand what I just shared with you, you'll have the ability to share that with Amanda so that you guys can do the shout out and you can give them the what's in it for me. You can share with them the benefit. Hey, it's not just that all of my listeners listen to podcasts. It's not just that all of my listeners are your perfect avatar. It's also that if you and I do these shout outs for a little bit of time, and if it starts working, I'll show up in underneath your podcast and you'll show up underneath my podcast so our listeners can find each other easier, so to have a snowball effect. And the same thing with reciprocal interviews, interview swaps, you'll get a lot of that same value. All right, that's just number one. Do you have any questions on it?
I have two questions.
Okay.
Because I'm a curious person.
Cool.
Okay, question number one. In my mind, I'm thinking one of the fastest way, I mean, I know I'm already connected with tons of the podcasters within my niche, but I was thinking maybe I'm missing some if I scroll to the bottom of a podcast app like, you know, Apple Podcasts. Would it be beneficial to look at some of those down below that Apple is already recommending? And if I don't already know them, using that as a springboard to connect with, oh, I should connect with that person?
Yeah, I did that once. I had the Creative Real Estate podcast. And there was a few other podcasts kind of in that space, but I had never heard of these people. Some of them had teeny tiny podcasts and some of them larger podcasts. You can get benefit both ways. If it's a teeny tiny podcast and they only have five listeners and four of them come to your show, you're going to be always in front of their people. But one of them was called the Creative Financing podcast. It was a real estate show also, but it was called Creative Financing. And the owner, the person who ran it, I'm trying to remember his last name, but Jeff something or other that lived in Utah. And so I did what you said. I saw this person that was being featured underneath me, never knew this person, but I looked up, maybe it's Jeff, it doesn't matter what his name is, Jeff something, Rappaport. Now I remember, Jeff Rappaport. And point is, what I ended up doing is I found out he's from Utah. So I went to all of my friends that were in Utah, looked for friends of friends, started asking them if they know anybody in the creative real estate space that should be on my show. I only looked up his friends that were my friends and asked them questions like that. And then basically a couple of them said, oh, Jeff would be an awesome guy. I was like, finally, someone said what I wanted them to say. So I reached out to Jeff and I let him know, hey, I'm originally from Utah. I came across your podcast mostly because there's a couple of people that said I should interview you on my show. Let me know if you'd like to come on. Now with Jeff, I was unable to get on his show because he only does solo episodes. So I couldn't do the reciprocity. But by having him on my show and telling my listeners genuinely, if you like my show, you should listen to this guy's show. Now, he was being featured under mine and I wasn't being featured under his. But after this happened, now we were both being featured under each other's podcasts. So I definitely think you should do that. And there's some creative ways that you can reach out to those people to get on their show.
I love how you went about that whole process. That's fantastic. Because, you know, I mean, initially it would be, oh, well, let me just go find my friends in Utah. But to actually take the time to be thoughtful and aggregate that a little bit more is absolutely huge. So
I'm a weirdo that way. I always think like a chess player. I'm like trying to go a few steps. Now, how would we make these dominoes all fall? And you just got to kind of line them up. And it worked.
Oh, that is super cool. That is super cool. I think my other question on that topic, it fleeted. It's gone.
No. Then let's go to the next one. Is that okay?
Yep. That's why I'm like, let's move on.
All right. So my team currently, as we record this in very end of August of 2022, right before it comes out in September of 22, during this time, we run Facebook ads for our clients. And there are some concerns with only being on one platform. So I actually might open up to more different ways of putting money, like a Google ad or a YouTube ad or Instagram. Well, it's already on Insta, but like LinkedIn ads. So we're already open to kind of doing some of these other things. But as we record right now, we do Facebook ads as one of our main sources. Private message campaigns are our biggest, and Facebook ads. Facebook ads are faster, but less long lasting. Individual private messages are way, way, way slower, but they're pretty long lasting. Like once you get that fan, you'll usually keep them for a long, long time to listen to tons of the podcast. The point that I'm trying to make is we're not doing Google ads today. We're not doing YouTube ads. So a random thing that you can do, it's not organic. It's not free. You have to pay for this. You have to pay for creatives. You have to split test stuff. You have to probably hire a company to run it for you in many cases. But something you could be doing that we're not doing is running those other type of paid ads in the places that we're not running them. So that could be a good idea. And the budget is pretty open. There's things called Buzzsprout ads and Spotify ads. And the Spotify ads are insanely expensive. You've got to have a budget of something like $25,000 per month. Now, there's a couple people listening that are like, oh, that's a drop in the bucket. Yeah. But for most of us, it's like, whoa, I can't even imagine getting started with something like that. So you might skip, for example, Spotify ads because it might be cost prohibitive. Yes, it is. Everything that we invest should give us a return. So hopefully 25 grand in, maybe we make 100 grand a month. You never know. I don't want to scare too many people, but the point would be that's an idea is Spotify ads and then Buzzsprout ads. And there's other platforms. I'm not sure if Libsyn or it's another one of those hosting platforms,
Anchor.
Podtize, Anchor. I'm not sure if those people allow you to do ads on other people's podcasts or not, but I do know Buzzsprout does. And because some of our clients with Buzzsprout, if we're already doing marketing for them and they end up having Buzzsprout, we found that it can be kind of inexpensive. So, well, I said some. One of our clients who definitely has Buzzsprout, we have been running ads for her podcast and it seems to be working. We're getting data that's showing hundreds of thousands of impressions. And all this means is on Buzzsprout, you would create your ad and then you would submit it to Buzzsprout, your hosting platform, and then they would reach out to anyone that they think would be good fit and they'll send it to all of them. And they have like, I think something like 2 weeks to respond. And at the end of the 2 weeks, they will do dynamic ads. The term for dynamic ad placement means you don't have to do it ahead of time. The hosting platform will throw that on in the beginning of the episodes while you're doing it. And when you're not doing it, they won't throw them on. So it's just dynamic. It'll show up when you want it to show up and it'll go on all of your episodes when you want it to happen. And so it's cool because you can spend small amounts of money, medium amounts of money, maybe like $100 a month or give or take what you're comfortable with. $300 a month, $5,000, $25,000 a month. It's up to you, but you decide that this is my budget and they know how much they'll pay for the impressions. And so basically they will pay all these other hosts to let it dynamically happen on their shows. And again, it's kind of like that reciprocity where hopefully you share an avatar. So it's natural for them to come over. So there's just a few ideas with different types of ads, Facebook, Google, whatever else I said, that you can do to kind of get it on in front of other people.
That's really insightful. I mean, it's natural to say, hey, if somebody's already listening to podcasts and I can market directly to them, that makes the most sense. When I think about social media platforms and where it would make sense with that, how much sense would it make for me? I'm very active over on LinkedIn. That's my happy spot, right? So
yeah,
should I be doing some paid advertising over on LinkedIn? Or do you think the conversion rate, your instincts,
I think you should try it. I think you should try it. Now, LinkedIn, it's kind of a high dollar per impression. But if the avatar is perfect, then it could be worth it because although you might be spending more per person that gets your stuff, they might be the perfect people. So I would rather, instead of send something to half of the people in the world by spending $3 billion to get in front of them, and I don't know who they are, it could possibly be work out better for my company to spend instead of 3 million, but to get in front of just 10 perfect people or 100 mm-hmm. perfect people or 1,000 perfect people, that can really move the business forward. So I would definitely open up to LinkedIn ads. I would probably watch a couple of YouTube channels on how to do them. I would try them for about a month or two and see mm-hmm. if put a certain amount of budget, kind of like I did with my crypto before I lost all my money. I said, this is my play money. I'm willing to lose it. If it doesn't work out, I'm okay with that. And so that's why you don't see me bawling over here that I lost so much in crypto, because I used my play money. I used my effort money, the money that I didn't really need it. I wanted to try something new with it. And it didn't matter if it went up or down, I would still be okay. I would still learn something. So whatever that number is for you, if it's $500 for 2 months, $1,000 total for 2 months, and you're like, it'll probably work out, but if it doesn't, I'll be okay losing that $1,000 over 2 months. I would figure that number out. So yeah, Google ads, LinkedIn ads, etc. Buzzsprout ads, Spotify ads. So number one was reciprocity. Number two is Google ads. Number three is just making sure you have good equipment. So for people that are paying for advertising, maybe they're working with us. One of the main things we always say is, we say garbage in, garbage out. If you're putting it on a bad microphone, it's not going to sound as good, and you're probably not going to keep and maintain as many listeners. So if I'm doing marketing for you and I'm bringing you 1,000 people next month, let's just say I can bring 1,000 more listeners, actual people that are download an episode, listen to the episode. I want the most amount of those 1,000 to stay. And one thing that you can do is have good recording quality. The fourth thing is good content. So some people, they just have content. They just have an interview. They just ask questions that they're curious about, but they're not always thinking about their avatar, what their avatar needs. And they might not be providing great content for that perfect listener. So number four is just have good content. Because again, if we're bringing people toward you, we're going to have a low sticking rate. We're going to have a high bounce rate and a low sticking rate if you have bad content. So if it's bad equipment or bad content, these are two reasons why people might not stay. So if you're having some paid ads, if you're wanting something to grow, one of the main things you can do is make sure you have great content. The fifth thing is just guesting on other people's shows. It's similar to reciprocity, except reciprocity is kind of like the two parts, the A and B was, I'm going to shout you out, you're going to shout me out. B was, I'm going to come on your show, you're going to come on my show. The guesting is a little bit different. And you can use this number five, I think we're on number five. You can use guesting for, you can pay money for it, or you can do it organically. I guess it'll either cost you time or it'll cost you money. So these are the two things for guesting. Number five is you can go with a company like KitCaster, who Brandy, you know, it's funny. You look a lot like Brandy from Kitcaster. You look her up. You would say you guys are sisters for sure. Brandy Whalen. She lives here in Denver. And I know you just visited Denver when we had lunch together or dinner together. But I would just want you to look up Brandy because I think she has your style. She has your hair. She's kind like you. So you would like her a lot.
She's a doppelganger. I'll be in Denver in October and perfect. I'm just going to have to make a point to meet her.
Perfect. So Brandy Whalen, she's from Kitcaster. And also there's another company called Interview Valet. These are my top favorite companies. There's another one, like, I'm not going to name the names because I honestly don't believe in them very well. And I don't want to be recorded saying, I don't believe in blank company because I don't want to get in trouble or sued or anything like that. But I'll just say, don't deal with anybody else. Deal with Kitcaster and deal with Interview Valet. There's pros and cons. The con costs a crazy amount of money. It's going to surprise you. You're going to be like, I don't want to do that. Now, I think for Julie, it would be worth it to you to do this because the way you make money, there's a lot of passive income through your process. And there's also acquisition fees as well. And the amount of money that you can make through an acquisition fee, for example, for your company, this might not be right for everybody, is enough that it would probably make sense for you to pay this insane amount of money to get guesting on other people's podcasts. Yes, there is a C where you can just ask your friends and that have shows, can I jump on your show? Hey, I have a book to promote. Can I share it on your show? Hey, I just came up with this good concept for passive investors. Would you be interested in having me as a guest on your show? So A, you pay Brandy Whalen, or you pay, can't think of the other guy's name right now, but from Interview Valet, you pay these guys $500 for just one interview. So you're like, that's crazy. I could get myself an interview in less time than it would cost me for $500. I'll just do it. And if that's you, do it as the second way that I'll tell you in a second for guesting. But I found a lot of people, me in particular, in the last couple of days, we brought in revenue for the year of over $120,000+, like $125,000, I think. But that came in just in the last couple of days. For me, because of my business model, because we have premium prices for a lot of what we do, I would get a lot of value from paying just $500 to go on per episode. So they'll do, let me get you on 10 episodes for 10 grand, or let me get you on 20 episodes for $10,000 and throw in a couple of extra freebies. You'll actually be 25 because you did that package. I would be fine doing that because I think in 25 episodes, it only costs me 20 or 25 episodes. It'll only cost me a total of like 10 grand. For some people, doesn't make sense. I think for you, Julie, probably would make sense. You would most likely be able to go on like just entrepreneurial ones and talk about switching from active income to passive income to a whole bunch of entrepreneurs. And then now you're getting in front of thousands of people. You only get like three or four people that are willing to put like 150 grand in each. Then your acquisition fee covers the 10 grand. And you get all that additional exposure and it'll stay up for a long, long time. So there's A, paying like 500 per episode that you're guesting on other people's. There's B, you go to free and cheap resources like Podbooker and Podmatch, where you or your virtual assistant can connect and send messages to, maybe it's the same entrepreneurs. Maybe you send messages to the entrepreneurs and say something like, hey, I thought of a great idea for your show. It would be to teach people how to take their active to passive income. And my main business is getting passive income for people. And so I'm an expert at that. And I'd love to share the three tips that they need to know so that they don't have to work their whole life. And the owner of it will be like, the three tips they need to know so they don't have to work their whole life. I don't want to work my whole life. You know what? This will be a win-win because I'll learn and I can share it with my listener. And Julie will be able to get some exposure too. So there's just B. B is to go on Podbooker or Podmatch for under guesting number 5, 5B. And 5C is calling your friends that you already know have podcasts and just saying, hey, could I be featured on your show? Can I share some value on your show? Do you have any questions on reciprocity, Google Ads, equipment, content, or guesting? Because I have 3 more.
I know. I'm looking at the time and I'm like, we've got 3 more. No, because what I want to say is an opinion and I'd rather learn. My opinion should be subservient to learning.
You want to share your opinion? Go ahead.
Well, as a podcaster, I get a ton of those emails that are like, so would be a great guest on your show, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
okay.
This person has nothing to do with my show. And that, I think, has nothing to do with the two. This is why you said these are the two companies that you would go with and recommend, because I honestly just disregard all of these that flood my inbox because I'm like, this is not relevant enough, especially now that I know what my avatar needs. So,
yeah. Yeah. So with that said, be super careful who you would work with. If you're paying $500 per episode, because some of them just simply don't know who the avatar is. Mm-hmm. If you said yes to those bogus people, then the person who wanted to get on your show would pay $500 and they wouldn't get any value. That's one of the main reasons why Brandi Whalen's company, Kitcaster, is so high up there for me, because every single one of their employees lives in Denver. And so they understand, they know they're all in the same office. All of the others, it's all virtual. They got people from all different types of countries, all different languages. They don't actually have an office. And the company culture is about let's make money versus let's see how much value can we can add to our clients by getting them in front of the right people. So I loved your opinion. I'm glad you shared it. Guesting, you want to be careful. Those two companies, especially Kitcaster on that topic, they're so good. They know who to go with, who has the avatar, how to respond to them. They don't have those random copy and paste messages like the rest of the companies. Basically, other companies are like, we think this person would be a good person for your show. And here's the link. Here's the thing that you need to look and all the questions you could ask them. And they're not even relevant. They do it differently, just like with our private message campaign for marketing that is so effective. We get reach out to people personally and have a personalized message. Brandi Whalen's company, and she has a bunch of employees now, what they do is they'll basically reach out to one person and they'll say, hey, because you have this show, I wanted to connect you with this person. And it makes sense and it feels a lot better on both sides of it with their company. And then B, when you're getting on other people's podcasts through Podmatch and Podbooker, these are people that want to have guests. So it's not as relevant to all that self-promotion, all that random copy and paste. When you're reaching out to people for free or for cheap on Podbooker or Podmatch, then you already know that they want to have guests. And so you're just sharing how you could help them. And if you do that with the most personalized way, you'll get a better result than a copy and paste way. And see, when you're reaching out to your friends, it'll think you'll have that same concern.
Okay. I love that. It sounds more like a virtual introduction versus the spamminess of so many things that I'm familiar with. And I just avoid spam.
Yep. I'm there with you. Okay. So the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we've got 5 and we've got 6, 7, and 8 coming up, but we'll do that right after this break. Hey, my friend, as you know, this episode is sponsored by my company, growyourshow.com. We want you to be able to have the best tools at your disposal without costing you a whole arm and a leg. So right now you can get a free list of vetted equipment that like mics, mixers, webcams, sound treatment, editing software, everything that you need. I created the whole PDF with direct purchase links, just to save you time and money to help it be more convenient for you. So this free PDF will help you skip all the guesswork. If it's on there, it's vetted and approved by yours truly. And if it's not on there, it's probably not worth the money. So go ahead and get yours at growyourshow.com/PDF. Let's get back into the show. All right. We are back with Julie Holly. We're doing a coaching call today. in the very beginning of the episode, she talked about how her stats are improving. She likes how they're improving slow and sure. She likes that even her website has grown by 50% on the viewers. So we know that everything's working really well. We've been talking about how Grow Your Show, which is my company, is actually hired by her to grow her show. And in today's episode, in today's coaching call with Julie Holly, she's basically saying, like, what can I be doing? I also want to be doing some stuff. What can I be doing? Before the break, we talked about reciprocity, A and B. We talked about different types of ads. We talked about the equipment and the content. And we talked about three different ways that you could guesting on other people's shows as well. The number 6, 7, and 8 is where we are right now. 6 is utilizing your friends. You've got a whole bunch of friends that you want to grow your show. So why don't you ask them to share it with their people? Why don't you pay a friend to share it on their social? Why don't you do some reciprocity with a friend by saying, hey, I like your company. If I shout it out, will you shout out my podcast? I'm looking for podcast growth. Well, your friend's probably going to do that for you. Your friend's probably kind enough that they love you enough. They want to see you succeed. So reaching out to your friends for help is scary. Long time ago, well, I'm still in the same group. I've been in the group for like 4 or 5 years. It's a mastermind, a business mastermind. And it's interesting. There was 15 people. He keeps his groups very, very small because when you have like a mastermind with like 40 people, it just isn't helpful for anyone. So he keeps his groups really, really small. So it's us 15. And he went around the room and he told us, raise your hand if you would be willing to help out just about anybody in this room with something that you're good at and they need help with. But be honest, do not raise your hand unless you really would do it and you would love doing it. Not that you would do it grudgingly. You've got to love it. I want to see a show of hands. All 15 people plus some people's spouses raised their hand, said basically, hell yeah, I would definitely want to help. I love giving. I love feeling useful. And then he asked, how many of you guys would be willing to ask someone else in this room for help? And only 2 people raised their hand. It wasn't me. I did not raise my hand. I was afraid to ask for help. I didn't want to ask for help. I didn't want to admit that I needed help. I didn't want to put anyone out because I asked for help. I figured they are all busy already. All these guys are busy. I can't ask them to help me in my problems. So I didn't raise my hand. 2 people did. But 13 plus people did not raise their hand. So moral of that story is kind of hard sometimes to ask for help, but you'll be surprised. Your friends are in your corner. They want to see you succeed. And if you have to ask them to be reciprocal, if you have to say, I'll shout out your stuff, if you shout out mine, you can. But even if you just said, hey man, can you help me out with this? They most likely will. So that was number 6. Number 7 is utilizing your own emails, your own email campaign. So you might have, there's all sorts of different companies, free and cheap, that you can use for like having your emails go in a certain place and basically collecting all of them and writing it once and pushing a button and it goes to everybody. So one thing you could be doing, Julie, if you want to grow your own show, is you could be sending your stuff every time you come out with a new podcast episode, or every month you might have a monthly wrap up where you just reach out to all of those people, let them know that a few episodes came out this month, or hey, here's a specific episode that you should listen to help you with X, Y, and Z. And people are forgetting, they're thinking of their podcast. Oh, my podcast is the top of my funnel only. But the podcast is also another way to stay in front of the people that you're already with and are maybe subscribed to your email, but they don't yet listen to your podcast, or they don't often listen to your podcast. So every now and again, tell them about something cool that just came out that could help them. And so utilize your own email list, your own people. And last and not least, because it's actually one of the most important ones, is your own social media stuff. Now, if you're working with my team and we're doing your editing and post-production, we're also doing a couple of cool things. We're emailing your guest all of your promotional materials. We're also making the posts on your social for you. We're already doing that for you, Julie, because you're paying for that also. But I don't follow up with people So a couple things you could do is you could follow up. If my team creates a promotion image, post it on one of your socials, somebody says that they loved it, you can reply to them and say, what did you like about it? You can reply to them and say, ah, you really think so? You could reply to them and say, that means so much. Would you like to listen to the next one? Do you want to know the next time that it comes out? Or whatever you want to do, you can have a relationship with them, connect with them. And this can be a really cool way for you to grow. What I like about it on top of that is when you are engaging with your audience, with your social media, when you engage and they engage, it triggers some social media algorithms, which usually will post, it'll share your post in front of more of your followers, and it'll share it in front of the people that commented more frequently. So they've already started to engage with you. Now they're going to keep, you're going to stay in front of them organically because the social media algorithm does that. So reciprocity, ads, equipment, content, guesting. Number 6 was friends. Number 7 was pains. And number 8 is your own social media.
I'm embarrassed because Grow Your Show is doing a great job. The production team is phenomenal, by the way. They're absolutely phenomenal. And I have not been keeping track of, I really haven't been as hands-on on my social media recently, and I really need to be more hands-on. That was a big like, Julie, why are you not making sure that you're engaging on all of these? Like, somehow I'm not. So shame on me. But yay for me, because, and tell me if this is too much, we've been sending out a weekly podcast update. So I release 2 episodes each week. If I wait too long, then it feels like, oh, I waited too long. And now they're like, hey, here are, over the course of a month, you know, 8 episodes. How does a person even choose? So I don't know if weekly is too often, but I have been doing that.
Weekly is great and monthly is fine too. Even if you have 2 a week, monthly is fine. You can say, and that email should be like a gratitude email. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so grateful. The podcast has been growing and I've just had so many incredible guests. I would like to share with you some highlights of what happened over the last 1 month with 8 of my podcast episodes. I had a conversation with this person that did this. I had a conversation with this person that did this. I think worried about this one thing. You should listen to this episode. Here's a link. And finally, can't believe that this great person would come on my podcast, something like that. So you would share you just a little wrap up, and then it might be hard to pick, but you just pick. You pick based on what do you think your avatar truly needs the most? What do you think they're worried about? What do you think you haven't shared very often? What do you think's the unique content? How are you drawing your line in the sand? If it's unique and different and polarizing, great. If that's the way to get somebody to actually listen, because you're using that copy to kind of help. So I'm going to make sure that the next episode after this goes into more detail on social media, because there's a lot of social media stuff that will really actually help you. And I'm going to title it something like Jab, Jab, Right Hook. And I'm just going to give you a strategy if you are going to use social media. That'll be on the very next episode. Julie, do you have any final questions?
I love it. I did feel the jab, jab, right hook on that. Whoa, why haven't you been following up?
Okay. It's a different jab, jab, right hook.
It is. It's a friendly right. one. No, we'll thank you. That. This is phenomenal. This is exactly gives me that next level. I feel like things right now are fine tuning, refining. Like perfect. It's perfect. Yes.
So good to have you on the show again. And I guess we'll see you in 2 weeks. You know, I really don't say this nearly enough. I don't mention this and I feel horrible, because it's a great resource for you to be able to take your podcast to the next level. And it's simply a free resource that I don't need your email or anything. It's just a podcasting course that I created that is ended up putting in the very first 6 episodes of this podcast. So if you haven't checked it out, definitely going to want to just check out those first 6 episodes, see how they can help you improve your podcast, get in front of more people, and have a better result where you're making more money through the podcast, etc. So much can happen after you listen through episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So if you haven't done it, go do it now. And by the way, if you're subscribed, you'll keep hearing more great content. So to those of you who are, I'll see you on the next episode.